President Gerald R. Ford had his hometown funeral in Grand Rapids, Michigan today. There were about 400 people at the ceremony, mostly family and friends. The funeral capped off several days of memorials and farewells to the former president. From Grand Rapids, Michigan Radio's Kaomi Getz reports.
The early afternoon sun created a shadow of tree branches stretching across Grace Episcopal Church, its gleaming spiral pointing towards the sky. This was the hometown church of President Gerald Ford. He and his wife Betty had been members for half a century. Mr. Ford's motorcade arrived with military escort, and his remains were carried into the church as the U.S. Air Force Band of Flight played a final salute. Mr. Ford's son, Stephen, read from the Bible at today's service.
When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children of God, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If in fact we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him.
Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld served in the Ford administration, and he spoke of how time can often write the legacy of a president.
Over the past few days, in the midst of our mourning, Americans have searched for the words to best describe Gerry Ford, the man, and the Ford era. It takes time and distance before one can truly measure an event or even an era, but many here remember well what our country was like on that day that Gerald Ford took the presidency.
Roxy Carter of Midland, Michigan, brought her grandchildren to stand outside the church. She says today's funeral feels like a time of healing where divisions between Republicans and Democrats can dissolve.
You're here for a man, not for his party, I feel. He was a great man. He did great things for our country in the short time that he was president, and it made a mark on our country, and a good mark.
Carter and her grandchildren waited 5 hours the night before to view Mr. Ford's casket. Carter's 11-year-old grandson, Christian Kauser, says learning about Gerald Ford and how he conducted himself has been a good lesson.
Yeah, it changed us. It just showed us how it's good to be honest and a good person.
Pat Viegas of Lansing, Michigan, arrived here around 6 this morning. She and her friend were bundled up in blankets and sitting on lawn chairs at the front of the barricade outside the church.
We wanted to respect our president because oftentimes we don't respect the presidency in so many other ways. And Gerald Ford was one of integrity and humility, and he's just a fine man.
Gerald Ford will be interred on the grounds of his presidential museum in Grand Rapids. His final resting place is on a hill overlooking the Grand River and the growing skyline of a city he loved. For NPR News, I'm Kaomi Getz in Grand Rapids.